96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum. I'm Renee Nash, in for Harold Fisher. It's time for the Insight segment. Well, love it, hate it, no matter how you feel about your job, there could come a day when you will suffer from what's called job burnout. What does it look like? How do you handle it before it takes you out? Well, the experts are here to help us with our overwhelming feelings. First up, joining us on the phone line is Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie, physician, author, and speaker, and in studio with me, Deborah Owens, human resource expert and founder of the Corporate Alley Cat. We want you to be a part of this conversation. Give us a call right now with your job burnout questions or comments, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Dr. Sharon, Deborah, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, you know what?
Thanks
I was
for
thinking.
Having us. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. Glad always to have you back. I was just thinking about this, ladies, as I was reading your titles, because you both have, you know, long titles, which would make me think that you probably yourselves are suffering from job burnout. So, Deborah, I'm going to start with you first. Job burnout, exactly what is it and how do you know you may be suffering from it?
Well, I'm not a physician.
Okay.
I'm just going to play one today.
Absolutely.
All right. So job burnout, this is a topic that's very passionate because, Renee, that actually happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up having to go on medical leave because it will manifest itself physically. So for me, how it showed up was not sleeping, not eating, heart palpitations, anxiety, panic attacks, headaches, stomach issues, joint issues. It felt like my body was actually breaking down. It felt like none of my systems were working properly. And you know what? It took four doctors before I actually would take leave.
Wow.
And that's why this topic is so important to you, because it wasn't something that happened overnight.
It's progressed.
I knew for the last 6 months that I had not, that something was wrong. But I was in a big job. I hadn't been in the job long enough to make my mark.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing that was going to hold me back. And unfortunately, I put my health at risk. That's why I'm so passionate about this topic, because there are many of us out there, particularly women of color,
absolutely,
who are harming themselves. It's not a matter of just having too much on your plate. You are doing damage to your body, mind, and spirit.
Dr. Sharon, you are a medical physician. This certainly, I know, resonates with you.
Uh-huh.
We've talked to you a number of times about this topic, and we kind of say it a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, you know, but this can really be a serious issue, as Deborah just pointed out.
It is a serious issue and it's not just I'm tired, I really don't like my job. It is that your job is running your life. And you may have anxiety. I was listening to Deborah. You have anxiety getting ready for work. And when we talk about work-life balance, I do a whole series on that does not exist. We just have to balance the best we can and know that sometimes you have to give more in one area versus not. But you can't be a great employee. You know, I say all the time, I can't be a great Dr. Sharon if I'm not a good Sharon to Sharon. And so it really is important that we understand that we are living not to work. We are living to live first. And it's crazy when people say, well, I can't work out and I can't eat right and I can't do that because, you know, my job is so stressful. Well, if you're dead tomorrow, they will send a nice flower and maybe shed a tear, and your family may or may not get a little pension, but they will advertise your job on the same day.
Absolutely.
You will be replaced.
Absolutely.
And so you have to look at that.
Yeah, you know, and as both of you have just said, that all sounds great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it's something that we should be doing, but the reality of it is that most of us have to go to work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us have demanding jobs. You travel to work. It probably takes you an hour to get there because you're traveling in the DMV traffic. It's going to take you another hour to get home. Then you get home and you got the kids and the husband and the this and the that. And so you're not just burned out from work. You're just burned out to be burned out. So, you know, Dr. Sharon, you talked about work-life balance. How do you get the balance in there? How do you balance all of that? Because it seems, Deborah, like it's just juggling a whole bunch of balls in the air and just waiting to see which one falls.
Well, if I could, Renee, I'd actually like to disagree with you for a minute.
Please.
Because you said we have to. No, we don't have to harm ourselves on a daily basis. We choose to do that. And I know that may sound harsh, so let me finish for a second here.
Okay.
Because listen, I was somebody who over-identified with my job. I was making a lot of money. I needed the money. I had a lifestyle. We have bills and we have all of that. But when your body shuts down on you, then you don't have a choice. And that's what happened to me. And I always say to people, you make the decision before your body makes a decision for you, because your body cannot endure those levels of stress for an extended period of time. So what happens is people say, well, I can't do it. And then eventually your body shuts down.
Right.
And people get sick and they're out. So I think it's a hard decision. It's a very, very difficult decision to put your health first.
Go ahead, Dr. Sharon.
They may have to work two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That they may you may have to, if it's food on my table or do I have another job. So it is, and I'm just going to make sure that we recognize them, number one, the symptoms. Number two, come up with a solution for ways in which you can steal back some of your time. But there are periods in time when you're building your career that you are overextended, but that cannot be for 6 months. That can't be for a year. It really is, how do we make those adjustments? And I'd really like to hear what callers have to say.
Absolutely.
But there are some things that we can do.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. My guests this evening are Deborah Owens, human resource expert and founder of Corporate Alleycat. And on the phone line with us is Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy, physician, author, and speaker. We're talking this evening about job burnout. What is it? How do you know it's impacting you? And quite frankly, what can you do about it, right? And so both of you have just said that, it's about that balance. It's about, you know, making the choice to be the best for you, because if you don't, then life has a way of adjusting itself for you. So talk to us about what those steps are, because how do you pull back? Again, many of us have stressful jobs, demanding jobs, home life that's stressful. How do you push back or pull back from that dynamic?
So I would
One of the ways that I just want to jump in from a health standpoint and a mental health standpoint is to recognize that there are only 24 hours in a day. And to be honest about your use of your time. And I feel like one of the biggest hypocrites, because if you follow me on social media, I get up at 5 o'clock and often I'll go to bed at midnight. But to take time, studies show that actually, a lot of persons don't even use their vacation time.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we're so important. Now, on the flip side, as a business owner, I will tell you that I'm also suspicious of staff that don't take vacations, because other studies show that if you feel like that you're indispensable at work, often you could be up to something. And so take number one, the time that's there. And when you get off work, when you're off work, if at all possible. Certainly, if you're in a high stress job and on call and all of that, but when you're off work, you're off work.
Absolutely. And as a result of that, people don't even ask. They don't know what their options are. I say first explore it. And I'm going to say, for a lot of the folks in my audience, I often say, have you ever gone to talk to someone? Because I have people who are trying to hold it together each and every day, and it is killing them. And they are in tears on the phone with me. And sometimes these are incidences, or this experience has been going on for years. It's time to get help. And I don't think we ask for help.
Your blood pressure is elevated, your cholesterol is elevated, and you have physical manifestations of mental health illness. And that is so, I'm jumped back in. I'm sorry. We had some technical difficulties, but it is. And I love that that Deborah talked about the physical aspects of the actual health aspects of being stressed out and overworked. It is true that stress does kill.
Yeah, it certainly does. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Again, we're talking about job burnout. You can be a part of the conversation with your questions or comments. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now, ladies. We're going to Renee in Virginia. Renee, what's your question or comment?
I just wanted to say, first of all, thank y'all for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to working out and eating, something that I found out that helped me a lot is, one, walking, not just walking and dragging my feet, but lifting my feet up and swinging my arms, which is called brisk walking. Also, I stopped using the elevator. Started using the staircases. And then I started making little bags of little snacks that I can eat throughout the day. But the most important change that I made in my life is accepting that I am doing my best.
Right.
And that's all I can do, is my best. And I make a notation of everything that I do. So when somebody comes and tell me that I have not completed something, I let them know what I have done, how much it takes, and they don't have the manning for it. So because I'm so strong in what I do, I have confidence in what I'm doing. So my stress level is down and everything.
All right, Renee. Thanks so much. That's a really good point. And a thing that I really liked about what she said was when she said she's doing her best. The other thing that I think is important for us is we have to set some real timelines for ourselves. I used to be that person where, you know, I would stay at work for 12, 14, 15 hours. And I say to myself now, you know what? I am not staying here all day. I need a life outside of this life.
And you're
and I leave.
Like her, that she said, I set boundaries. I got rid of to-do lists in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has an opportunity to shine list. It's a simple, different way of thinking about it. Every morning before I start my day, I have, what is it? It's my opportunity to shine. What is it that I must get done today? What is it for this week? What are the goals for the month? Because if you, she said it when she said, I'm doing the best, and you cannot, how do you eat an elephant? One bite
at a time.
You cannot
Absolutely.
Do it all. Superwoman is a figment of our imagination. Actually, she was a comic hero, never existed. There is no superwoman, but many of us have superwoman syndrome, and it's killing us.
Deborah?
I just wanted to say that I think that people have to make tough choices sometimes in these types of scenarios. So we talked about having the tough discussions. We talked about resources. And sometimes, Renee, you need to remove yourself from that environment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are in an environment that just is not going to work for you. It is not a good fit for you. And I just want to invite, if I can, we are having a webinar on Tuesday. It is free. Mm-hmm. And it's called Staying Relevant in the Workplace. And it's at 8:00. People just need to come to the Corporate Alley Cat website. The reason I'm sharing that is because we are going to talk about strategies you can use to keep your skills relevant in today's market so that you do have options. So if you find yourself in a situation and it's not working for you, because let's be honest, some environments are not right for us. It's like trying to put a circle in a square peg.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting it, make sure that you look for other options. Your current company, and I'm not telling people to quit their jobs, your current company isn't the only company out there that has a payroll department.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Again, we're talking this evening about job burnout. Are you overwhelmed at work? What are you doing about it? Let's go to Sherry in D.C. Sherry, thanks so much for calling. What's your question or comment, please?
Okay, so question. Well, first our comment and then question.
Okay.
I'm in an occupation that's highly stressful. I've been in this for an extended period of time. Definitely was diagnosed with burnout, engaged in a coaching relationship for, at this point, 8 years, and also studied mindfulness and integrated a lot of healthy practices, meal prep, the whole nine. However, I can't just walk away from my job because it's my business. Mm-hmm. So I'm...
So you own your own business?
People. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and it sustains me and my family, elderly
sure.
parents, and
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. So, you know, I spend so much time trying to figure out how to change things and, you know, hire certain people and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. if I walk away from it, I don't have an income.
All right.
So one of the ways to address this is, number one, is to look at other streams of income and cutting expenses and deciding what do I need to downsize, what is essential for me. And it's hard. Again, I'm a business owner myself. I'm very fortunate. But it is, what is it that I can and cannot do? And that is a reality. Who are the persons that you can bring in your business model structure? Maybe it is that you don't need a senior executive, a junior person to help. Maybe it is that you can outsource something to a college student that you can pay a little bit above minimum wage to help take some burden off. And maybe if your company is a $250,000 company a year, that you have to now scale back and say, for my sanity and even for the effectiveness of my business, I've got to scale back to $200,000. And I'm not going to meet these marks for this year. And I heard you say something very important. You said, I have elderly parents. I have other responsibilities. Yeah. Understand that that's a whole nother stress level, a whole nother job. And as a business owner, if you fall out today, and you have a massive heart attack, God forbid, or a stroke or those things, you will be forced to make an adjustment. You now have the luxury of trying to make some hard choices of what can I and can I not do, and I've been there, done that, and how is it that I can maximize even the finances that I bring in? Do I increase my fees by 3%?
All right.
Just to bring in more revenue. Those creative sort of things. And this is not easy, and that's what I want everyone to hear. It's not easy.
All right.
You are the person making minimum wage to the corporate executive, the most burned out people in the world, my colleagues, which are doctors, high income earners that are stressed out and committing suicide at higher rates than ever.
Yeah. All right, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Again, we're talking about job burnout and what we need to do to take better care of ourselves. And it goes without saying, ladies, that, you know, as you indicated earlier, Deborah, either you're going to step back or your body has a way of stepping back for you. It's about making some tough decisions. And as we were talking to the last caller, you know, my heart kind of went out to her because you can hear her saying, I know what I need to do. But it's just really hard pushing yourself to that. And especially when she inserted, I'm taking care of elderly parents. That's a tough dynamic right there, Deborah.
You know what? It is a tough dynamic, Renee, but sometimes we have to make the tough decisions. Mm. And that's just the reality of it. There's no easy fix here. If you are a business owner, I'm sure she's got great skills. Maybe at this time in her life, maybe she might need to find a job, you know, and maybe figure out a way to do that part-time. Listen, I'll just share a little bit about my experience. I was on leave. I just couldn't go back. I knew it was not going to be good for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate that I was with a great company and a great salary. And I said, I don't think I can do this. This is not going to be good for me. And you know what? I had a moment and I said, wait a minute. I can make a decision here. I don't have to go back. And did I have to make adjustments? Absolutely. But do I have my health?
Absolutely, because you're sitting here having this conversation.
I'm sitting here, and I knew that I would be doing long-term damage if I went back. Now, everyone makes different choices, but let's not pretend it's easy. You have to make some tough choices, and when you have your own business, it's tough.
Absolutely.
But I think there are always decisions that can be made.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Lisa in Fort Washington. Lisa says she's using her leave. Lisa, what's your question or comment, please?
I have a question and then a comment.
Mm-hmm.
My comment is that I am fairly young. I'm 33. I have a great job, high pay and salary. Just under 100K. But the problem is I have three small children and my leave is accumulative and I you know, I work for a great company, benefits are great. I'm just terrified to use the leave because of the fact that I have three small children, anything can happen at any moment. So because of that mentality, I have not had taken a vacation in 9 years.
Wow.
The last time that I went on a vacation was in 2009. And have not been on one since.
And you're 33.
You know, yeah.
You're 33 with three children. And I can't even imagine. I'm imagining they're probably small kids under the age of 10 or 15 or so.
11, 9, and 5.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot.
Oh, you have steps.
Yeah.
Well, one question is, have you taken four-day weekends? So when we think about vacation, sometimes we think, oh, I have to take a week or whatever. What about a four-day weekend? What about taking a day off where the kids are at school or wherever they would usually be, and you actually do a staycation at your house using some of that leave, just one day even, that is a day for you to center on yourself, to focus on yourself, maybe get together with some girlfriends and take a break from life in that regard. We don't have to come up with a grand scheme and go to, you know, the Bahamas, but can you take a break from even, because mothering is a full-time job with three steps.
It's the hardest job on the planet.
That's a full-time job as well as the other things. But let's not think about it as well as taking a week or two vacation or whatever. What can you do for 3 or 4 days that is for you, or even a day?
All right, Deborah, you wanted to add something?
Yes, I have a question for the young woman on the phone. Why do you think that you can't take your vacation days? Has someone told you that? Have you seen people get fired at your job for taking vacation days? Why do you believe this to be true?
I mean, let's be real. On some jobs, you go away for a week and you come back.
And
situations do change.
And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, so I'm in a male-dominated industry. I work in cybersecurity, so a white male-dominated industry. And, you know, first of all, I'm pretty much the only black female on my team, only black person on my team. So the pressure is there. They don't so much as, there's no microaggression going on or anything. But I feel like because that pressure is there, whether it's, you know, spoken or unspoken, I feel like I need to constantly prove myself. But at the same time, when I do take those days off and make it a 4-day weekend, now I'm sitting at home going crazy because I'm like, now I don't know what to do. And I feel like if I don't change my surroundings, then it's kind of hard for my mind to settle. So even if I take a day off and sit at home, I'm still going. Because now it's like, okay, well, now I'm at home. I can do laundry. The kids aren't here. They're at
school. Lisa.
So that's a bigger issue.
So, yeah.
That's a bigger issue.
Hold on, Dr. Sharon, go ahead, Deborah.
So the reason I ask that is because this is very common in what I see in our folks in our office. You've said, I feel like. So it doesn't sound like someone is doing this to you, that there are no mandates. So you can take control of the situation. You can use your vacation days.
Right.
And one of the other things I just want to say real quickly, one of the things we focus on at the Corporate Alley Cat is that people feel like they've got to work harder. And I would say we need to work strategically.
Okay. All right. We got to take a real quick break. Drum on Sirius XM channel 141 HUR Voices. I'm Renee Nash. We're talking this evening about job burnout. Give us a call, 202-319-7810. We will be back right after this quick break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum. Once again, I'm Renee Nash in for Harold Fisher. We're talking this evening about job burnout. My guests are Deborah Owens, human resource expert and founder of Corporate Alley Cat, and Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy, physical medical doctor, author, and speaker. You can join the conversation by calling 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to go back to the phone in just a bit. But Dr. Sharon, I know that you also have an event coming up real soon that you want to talk about where you're going to be addressing issues like this and more, particularly related to our health. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's the 20th annual Health Awareness and Sporting Day. 20 years we've been doing this event. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people come out, well over 1,000. It's absolutely free. It will be in Fort Washington, Maryland. Persons can register free. We feed you. There's a farmer's market. We have mental health physicians. Free screenings that are valued over hundreds of dollars. And I'll make the announcement now. We have not released this yet. Dr. Ian Smith is going to be our very special guest, one of our special guests. And we have a nationally renowned psychologist is going to be here because we're talking about adults and burnout. We want to address teens and adolescents and what they're going through, going to school every day with gun violence, all the bullying and all of that, and how you turn on the TV. So we'll have cooking demonstrations, gifts galore, tens of thousands worth dollars worth of gifts for
give
you
us
to come
a,
out. Pamper yourself.
Give us a
May
website.
Saturday.
Give us a website where people can go for additional information. Do you have that?
Yes. Ebenezer, EBENEZERAME.org. Or you may also just call 301-248-8833. It's absolutely free.
All right.
It's going to be a wonderful event.
Thanks so much, Dr. Sharon. I want to go back real quick to Lisa. I know Lisa is still on the phone. And Deborah, you were, you know, really telling her that perhaps some of her angst about this is something she's maybe putting on herself.
I do. I see this all the time where people say, well, I don't think, well, do you know?
Right.
You know, do other people take vacation? And the other thing is, if you haven't taken a vacation in 9 years, then I want to see that you're making a crap load of money, that they're really appreciating all of those extra hours. If you're not getting anything extra from that,
you might be losing all that leave too, because
exactly.
you can only roll over so much.
But here's the other thing that I think is really important, and I'm glad we came back to Lisa. She's 33 years old.
Yeah,
this lifestyle is not sustainable. She is on the track. As I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm just playing one today. She is on the track to burnout. That is not sustainable. The other thing I want to point out is that she has three children. So she's modeling this behavior, right? I don't think that she would want her children to grow up and feel like they can't take a vacation, right?
That's
so we have to look at, you know, what kind of modeling are we showing? And the other thing is if you're unclear about what the policies are, if you think there's going to be some negative repercussions, talk with someone at your job. Call an organization like the Corporate Alley Cat. We connect people with lots of folks they can talk to. But sometimes we make assumptions,
yep,
and they are wrong.
Yeah. All right. Lisa, thanks so much for your phone call. Really appreciate you. Let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kim in Silver Spring. Kim, what's your question or comment, please? Kim, are you still with us?
Go. I'm still there.
Okay, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, I'm a 40-year-old, career-driven wife and mother who's experienced burnout this year. I've had to take 2 medical leaves of absence.
Wow.
Because of stress, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I'm just trying to, I was on track to do something really, really wonderful, and now I'm really questioning what is my purpose, how to kind of reinvent myself, not to be, you know, stuck to a career just for money, because I've established myself. I've done this for 15 years. I'm in education, and I've worked really hard to get where I am. But at this point, I'm not thinking this is what I want to do anymore, because
yeah,
the stress level is just too much.
Well,
and it's taxing on my health and my body.
Yeah, Kim, first and foremost, let me say congratulations to you for surviving breast cancer. I'm a breast cancer survivor myself, and I just want to say this to you. One thing, when you go through a health scare like that, there is a message in there for you, and I just invite you to kind of sit back and listen.
You know what, Renee? I am so glad you said that, because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, 2 medical leaves, breast cancer survivor. One of the things I learned the hard way was that you have to listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Our body gives us signs along the way, and then eventually it just does what it wants to do. And I would also invite your guests to join one of our free webinars. We talk about reinventing. We bring in corporate experts and resources who want to connect with you. So if you want to find other ways to do it, or how can you rebrand yourself? How can you take that experience and put it in an environment that works for you? That's really what I'm passionate about, and that's what our mission is. And I want to encourage people, and I don't want to get a lot of hate mail for making this comment, but I want to say, yes, it's important that we have jobs that pay our bills. But oftentimes I hear people say they can't leave their jobs. How do you know? Right. Have you tried?
Mm.
Have you talked to people? Are you exploring? Do you have a LinkedIn profile? Do you have an updated resume? Until you've done those things,
right,
don't tell me that you can't do it.
Right.
Good point. Dr. Sharon?
Well, I would say, and I will, and I agree with everything that's been said, one of the things that I would caution, and has an MD, I heard you're in your 40s, right?
Yes, I'm 41.
41. So, number one, congratulations on, number one, the biggest challenge, and that is kicking cancer's butt. So congratulations on that. And then I have to caution you, and I'm a spokesperson for the American Cancer Society. I spend about 40% of my time going around the country talking about cancer. Particularly, I sit on the African American Health Initiative. And one of the things that are in all of my slides, all of my talks, is the impact of stress and imbalance, for lack of a better word, on even facing a challenge again. And knowing that you were diagnosed and have had treatment in your 40s, we know that this was a bit aggressive. So you have to make the lifestyle changes, because we know that stress actually ages the body and ages the body's cells. And we know that other things are associated with that. So yes, you, now we make the transition. What are the changes that can be made? But then small things outside of taking the jump and changing career. I talked about this in social media this week. Take 15 minutes every morning just for meditation, just to center yourself. If you pray, if you're a woman of faith, those things, and then close your day out with that. Look at life from the standpoint of, yes, I may have to work for 8 hours or whatever, but let me shut the door when I come home. Let me take back some of my time, and let me take time to appreciate life in a way that, yes, work is there, and I hope I'm finding fulfillment even in work, but my husband is there, my children are there, and those things. And particularly with your story, to just appreciate that you are here and how you're going to keep it kicking for another 45, 50, 60 years and still feel good about life. And that may mean that you don't have the six-bedroom house. Maybe it's a two-bedroom. Maybe it is that you don't drive the latest, greatest car. Maybe it is that you scale back on those things and you enjoy life so much better.
Yeah. And those are the tough decisions, I think, that a lot of times we, as people of color, and I'm only going to speak because that's all I've been, as far as I know, is that,
really?
You know, yeah, as far as I know, is that we do want to keep up with the Joneses. We don't want to make those tough decisions to give up that Lexus or that Beamer or whatever, or that five-bedroom home, because we've worked so hard and, you know, our parents pushed us to take our lives a step higher than their life, because that's what life is about. Is what we've been taught, you know, and so it is that tough decision where we could clearly, instead of living in a five-bedroom house, and, you know, I've certainly been there, done that myself, and then I realized, you know, half of those rooms you don't even go in.
But you know what, Renee, one of the other things I also want to add in here, whenever we talk about change or transition, people automatically assume that it means they'll be getting less. And that's an assumption that we just need to stop, right? I see people go, I don't want to change jobs because I won't make as much money. Well, who told you that? Is that true? Have you interviewed? Are you getting offers that are less? So oftentimes we make this assumption, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that I'm going to make less. Listen, if you've got 15 years of experience and you've got great performance, you're an African-American woman, there are lots of opportunities out there for you. The goal is to do the work to find those opportunities. And there is absolutely no reason that you need to take less. You've got 15 years. You have a lot to offer. Let's start there. Until you get signs that say you need to lower things, and, you know, don't do that. Don't start with the assumption that I'm going to get less. I can't get this. Start with, here is what I want and here is what I need, and this is my plan to get it.
I received that. Kim, you received that?
I received it. I just didn't know how.
Yes.
Okay. What does she need to do? Give her a couple of takeaway points.
First of all, you need to go to corporatealleycat.com. We've got webinars. We've got blogs. All of this stuff is free. The other thing is, get clear, Kim, about what is your, I hate to say passion, but what is it that you really love to do? Couple that with what you're really good at. And most importantly, start reaching out to people. Start talking to people. Talk to Renee, talk to me, talk to Dr. Sharon. Let people know that you're looking at transition. This is what I believe, Renee. Everybody in our community has everybody has a community and everybody they need is already there if we just let them know what we need. So Kim, I would say to you, if you are starting to say, you know, I'd like to do something different, start sharing that with people. Start letting them know. You'll be surprised what the universe will put in front of you.
Dr. Sharon, we got 60 seconds. Give Kim some takeaways.
One quick takeaway is having less money and less stuff means little to nothing. Having a fuller life means the world. And so when I say you take a pay cut, if you take a life increase, I'll take the pay cut 24 times a day because my life and the fullness of my life is more. And I think that's what people need to hear, that it's not about the stuff. It's not about the salary. It's not about the prestige. It's about you living your life, smiling, and being happy.
All right. I think those are good points, too. Good. Thank you so much, Kim. Good points to leave off on. I want to thank my guests once again, Deborah Owens, human resource expert and founder of Corporate Alley Cat, and Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy, physician, author, and speaker. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us today for The Daily Drum. And that is The Daily Drum for Thursday, April 19th, 2018. Coming up next, The Connection with Lorna Newton right here on Sirius XM Channel 141 HUR Voices. I'm Renee Nash in for Harold Fisher. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.